Now that is the sounds of Vogentoll off their new CD, and Guy Loyler is in the studio with me today. No stranger to the musical scene in Amador or surrounding counties. Guy, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How are you doing this morning?
Good, good. Who's on that CD with you? I know Chucky Borrow is.
Chuck Borrow is on drums, vocals. Little background vocals. He's got a song he sings at the end. And then there's my son is playing. Davin Loyler is on lead guitar, background guitar, vocals. He wrote most of the songs that are on the CD.
Wow. Davin, welcome to KVGC Studios.
What's up?
So how did you get started playing music?
He taught me some bar chords when I was in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was like the coolest thing ever. Mm-hmm. So I kind of learned more from him, but then I took it my own direction.
Have you had any formal training at all, or just all self-taught?
Pretty much all self-taught.
Who are some of your biggest influences when you, who do you listen to? Who do you try to emulate when you play, besides your dad?
yeah, he gave that up years ago,
buddy. You got to know your meal ticket, okay? You got to know your meal ticket there. So.
Lately it's been Alice in Chains because they have a new album out, so. It's cool to listen to the new stuff, but when I first started, it was Eddie Van Halen.
Really?
Yeah. I got the tapping technique down pretty good.
So how long have you been playing now? So a junior or senior?
Yeah, junior.
Junior at Amador High.
And I've been playing since...
Since, like you said, 5 years old?
Yeah, a little bit younger than that.
How long have you been playing professionally? Because I see you around. I mean, Guy, would you call it professionally, or is it still...
Well, he makes more money doing that than anything else.
Yeah.
He doesn't get any money for chores. So, I guess it would be professionally.
Yeah. How long have you been a professional musician?
Well, we started our band around December of 2016. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much when it actually took off. But I've had bands prior.
Yeah. Did you play in, you know, wherever you could get a gig at?
Yeah, pretty much. Wherever, whoever would take us.
What's the most memorable experience you've had so far playing?
There's been a couple. Mainly the Italian Picnic when we played with Vogentoll has been the most memorable because there's always a good crowd at the Italian Picnic.
Yeah. What type of crowd do you like? You like young people, old people, mixture?
Mixture of the both. We like the ones that dance mainly because it's nice to feed off the energy of the crowd.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. Do you feed off the energy when the energy is high? Do you get
yes, very much.
Yeah,
it always helps when they're dancing and showing their support for you and that they like it.
Yeah. Great. So Guy, what's it like playing with your son in the band?
It's exciting for me. And also it's kind of an interesting feeling because, I'm getting old. And so my youngest son is playing music with me now. As you can see, he's almost as tall as I am now. And, it's just kind of funny to, I'm actually proud that what I love, he loves as well, and that's kind of a nice thing.
Have you ever found yourself on stage playing and then hear him break into some licks and then you just all of a sudden kind of stop and you find yourself actually watching him?
Yeah, last weekend, actually, because we were playing up country. We did a little up country shot, and we were playing a song. I don't remember what song it was, but all of a sudden he just had this thing going on where he was into it and I was into it, and I just looked over to him and I'm all, wow, that sounds great. I mean, you know, that was just awesome. So, it happens frequently.
So, Davin, where do you hope this goes? Do you plan on sticking around with Vogentoll or maybe moving on to bigger and better thing? Yeah, your dad's giving you the nod. It's okay. It's okay to move on to bigger and better things. I mean, it's okay, JD.
Do you ever get that where you're just sitting there, you know, and you look over at your son and you're like, man, Look at him over there talking, reading off that piece of paper.
Who, me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you, man. Come on.
I was thinking that, too. I thought, well, you got your son that's taken, you know, in stride with the radio
thing. I'm so old, I can't remember who they are.
Right?
He can barely see us over here.
I just got to look over and say, there's some man there reading. Right. He's doing a good job. So, what do you plan to do?
Well, I hope it goes pretty far. I like playing with Vogan Toll, but hopefully one day I can start playing with some acts my own age and so we can experience it together.
Is it hard to find people that, and I don't want you to, you know, take this the right way, that are as good as you? Do you find it's hard to find young people that are as good as you? Because you're good. You're good.
It's hard to find people that are as invested into their music as I am.
Or it's dedicated, maybe?
Yeah.
Have the drive to... I mean, how much do you practice? I assume you practice every day.
Every day. Yeah. Every day I'm writing new songs.
And you can't get better unless you practice every day. How much do you get together with the band? Do you practice with the band a lot?
We practice two times a week.
Two times a week? Uh-huh.
It's depending.
I know Chuck doesn't live in the county anymore.
He's not
anymore,
in town now,
so it's hard to get together.
He comes up a couple times a week. We just practiced last night. We're really gearing up for a show on September the 7th at the Sutter Creek Theater.
All right, that's next Friday
night. Yes.
Wow. What's the biggest venue you've played, David?
I think the biggest venue that we've played has
the Italian Picnic.
Actually, you know that beer thing we did up there the Beer Fest up at the Italian Picnic Grounds.
Yeah, yeah.
There was like 1,200 people there. That was really fun. Right.
You know what I also think, because we talked to Megan
about the arts and the role the arts plays in the schools and in your lives and everything else. Outside of the music here, the exposure that you provided, he's learning a little bit about life as well, marketing himself, networking, all this kind of stuff, getting out, dealing with adults, and I think it's great from that aspect as well, man. So.
Yes, seeing how adulting is.
Yes, exactly.
So the gig is coming up on Friday?
Yes, sir, Friday the 7th.
Are tickets available to that already? Can you buy them?
They're online at SutterCreekTheater.com. Also, they'll be available at the door. I'm not sure. I haven't talked to this theater myself but about how many tickets are sold out pre-sale. I know that some are pre-sailing right now. And
I don't want to step on any toes here, but you've played big venues. Are you playing that big 500 ticket party out in Plymouth coming up?
Oh yeah,
I heard that's going to be a pretty big one.
That's Leland. A pretty good shot for Leland's birthday.
You guys are one of the main.
I guess that's what they said. We're the guys. So I was excited about getting that gig. I mean, I've known Leland since I was a grocery store clerk back in the early 80s. So, yeah, it's good.
The community's going to be there. Good exposure.
Can you play Happy Birthday?
Yeah, we're going to work on the Beatles version, I believe.
Oh, good.
But then Leland's going to sing with us, too. I guess he's going to come up and we're going to do a special song.
Wild Thing.
I was going to say it's a big surprise. Oh, you have to buy your ticket to come see. No, come on, hook it, baby. Hook
is David familiar with Marilyn Monroe's Happy Birthday?
No, we know that.
Yeah, but that'd be perfect.
You want to do that one? You want to do that one for Leland?
No.
No?
So, David, you're a published songwriter.
Yeah.
How do you go about doing that?
Well...
Ask his dad.
Yeah.
I mean, are you with like ASCAP or BMI or CSAC or any of those groups? Or
well, no, actually.
Okay.
We did have to pay our rights for the song that you just heard on the radio, so that way everybody gets their cut into BMI.
Yeah.
And
you're actually one of your songs. In fact, we'll go ahead and play it next from this CD. It's a big hit on Spotify.
Yeah, it's the number one hit on Spotify for the band.
Tell the old folks out there over 30 what Spotify is.
Spotify is a platform where you listen to music and your favorite artists.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are right up there, right?
You can download your music. We're also on iTunes, Amazon Prime, anything that has any kind of music out there, we're on that. So
David, go ahead and let's talk about this song. Tell us what this song is all about and how you went about writing it.
Well, it's funny how we went about writing it, actually, is that I was messing around with my guitar tuning, and I had this riff, kind of, and he was like, what is that? Let's make a song from that. So what we did, we just hit record, and whatever happened, happened.
And you built on that? And what's the name of the song?
It's called Cherry Lips.
Is it about anybody?
No.
No, with the shifty eye look. That's funny.
KVGC 1340 96.5 KVGC Vogan Toll and Cherry Lips. We're talking with Guy and David Loyler. Chucky couldn't be here today, so you know, yeah. See what you're missing out on, Chuck.
Well, you know, he's kind of a vibrant, if you will, guy.
So David, go ahead and tell us. Again, you know, you just went outside and listened to it on the radio. What's it like to hear your song on the radio?
That's really cool to hear something that you worked on being played and listened to by people.
Yeah. So you said also there's some songs on this CD that you actually wrote when you were 12 years old?
Yeah, there's three or four, I think.
How do they hold up?
They're actually, some of them are some of the hits on Spotify, which is really cool to see.
Really? Okay. All right. What's another one we should play off here?
The Hitchhiker. That's one of the hits.
Okay.
That's
okay.
One I wrote when I was 12.
We'll go out on Hitchhiker, but Guy, tell us all the... Give us the lowdown on the hoedown next Friday night.
All right. Next Friday night is September 7th. We are at the Sutter Creek Theater. The show starts at 8, and we play till 10. There will be a short intermission in between. They always like to have a little short intermission in between. Tickets are available at the door, but also at suttercreektheater.com. We have some tickets here for you to give away.
We'll do that next week.
Three sets of tickets for you there. We're a rock band that we're going to play some songs you know and some songs from our album because we have to kill 2 hours and we only have so many originals.
And will there be albums? Will there be CDs for sale?
There will be CDs. We have T-shirts. We have posters. We have merchandise.
Great.
So, yes, sir.
David, you want to set this song up for us?
Sure. About
Hitchhiker?
Yeah.
Hitchhiker, yeah.
Hitchhiker. It's
no, but I mean, how'd you write it?
What's
it about?
I wrote it when I was 12 with my band with Marcus and Josh, and it was one of the first songs we ever wrote. And we didn't have lyrics, so I went in one night and I wrote lyrics, and those are the lyrics that stuck.
I thought Jackson Mitchell was on that one too.
No.
All right, here we go. Vogan Toll. Don't forget next Friday night at the Sutter Creek Theater.
Thank you, Jim.
Funny how the days would pass.